Let's have a look at John 14 now together. So we're going to look at just a couple of verses, but to help us with getting a feel for the context, we'll read from verse 1 as we've been doing over the last few weeks. So we'll begin from page 763. But today we're going to be looking at verses 15 to 18. So that's page 763. We'll start at verse 1 just to help us grasp the flow of things. Do not let your hearts be troubled. It's Jesus speaking. Trust in God, trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you may also be where I am. You know the way to the place where I'm going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Jesus answered, Don't you know me, Philip, even after I've been among you such a long time? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you are not just my own. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe in the evidence of the miracles themselves. I tell you the truth, anyone who has faith in me will do what I've been doing. He will do even greater things than these because I am going to the Father, and I will do whatever you ask in my name so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name and I will do it. If you love me, you will obey what I command, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. And this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. But of course, the Queen of England has died. It's been a huge event across the world. I was at Tesco and a group of little kids actually said to me, the Queen has died. And I said, really? I said, you guys are really on top of the news. And they said, oh, it's all over TikTok. Said, fair enough. And it's fascinating what has been said about the Queen and what people have been saying about her. Lots of things have stood out as I've listened. And one speech given by, you know, the guy who leads up the opposition party, the Labour Party in England. You might not know him, kids, but he's kind of a slick fella named Sir Keir Starmer. And he said that it robs the country of its stillest point, its greatest comfort at precisely the time we need those things most. Fascinating what he said, I think. And this part of John's gospel is telling us that nothing can ever rob you of the true comfort, the greatest comfort. Not even death can rob any of us of that. So Jesus says to his followers, in verse 18, I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. I won't leave you alone. I won't allow you to be robbed of comfort. I will come to you himself. So it's strange. He's saying he's leaving, but he's saying he will come to them. And he knows that his friends are feeling really sad about this. He knows how his friends feel. They feel afraid. They feel that they're losing Jesus and that he's going away and that they're going to be robbed of their greatest comfort just when they need it most. They feel like they're going to be left alone like orphans, and so they're feeling really sad. Imagine if your mom and dad weren't here, you'd feel sad, wouldn't you? And they, Jesus thought, wow, you feel like that, but I'm not going to leave you like that. I'm not going to leave you alone. And he has been saying that he was going to leave, and this was actually their last time to have a dinner together. He was going to leave, but he wasn't going to leave them alone. So he says that he is going to come to them in verse 18. I will come to you. Because Jesus was in control of everything that was happening, even the very sad events of his death that are about to occur. But that was so he would leave to go to be with the Father, to make the way possible for everybody to know and be with God the Father. And he would not leave them on their own. He would make a way possible for anyone to come to the Father. But right now, Jesus' friends, they don't understand what's happening, and they feel sad, and they feel confused, and they feel like they're going to be left all on their own. And they're afraid. They love Jesus, and they don't want him to leave. And Jesus says, verse 15, if you love me, you will obey what I command. And one of the things that he's been saying is, don't be afraid. Don't be troubled. Trust me. Believe in me. Those are the kinds of things he has been commanding them to do. Now, though the queen has died, did you know that she really loved Jesus? And throughout her life, she talked about him. And at one point she said, throughout my life, the message and teaching of Christ have been my guide, and in them I find my hope. And Jesus says in verse 15, if you love me, you will obey what I command. He's commanding them not to be afraid. He's commanding them to trust in him. He's commanding them to be comforted by what he is doing. He's leaving, but he's not going to leave them alone. He's going to make sure that when he goes, they are actually going to be even better off and be more looked after than when he's there right in front of them. Now, how could that be? It's because you're never alone with God's Spirit. Now, Katie is going to help us with this. Katie has a little something under this chair, and Katie's going to talk us through them. Yeah. Over to you.
I was given a basket recently of comfort items, because I just moved here, away from any family, by one of my bosses. And so these are things that give me great comfort.
I'll be your helper.
Oh, that would be wonderful. So I think most adults could agree with this. Tea, because tea, it's for relaxation, because, you know, in a busy world, you need to relax. And I know Maeve and I have something very much so in comfort for relaxing, and comfort is a hot water bottle, which is my best friend. Photos of friends to remind me of that I'm never alone. There's candles. There's a lovely note, so when I'm feeling lonely, I can read it. It made me cry already, so I won't read it out loud to you guys. Sweets, because when you're sad, you want sweets. And then
matches
for the candles. Oh. Yeah. But something I brought all the way from Colorado in the U.S. is a fuzzy blanket. Because when I'm really, really sad, all I want to do to be comforted is to wrap myself up in a blanket with a hot water bottle and a good cup of tea and a movie. Right now it's the Lord of the Rings series, but normally movie.
Thank you, Katie. I'm going to try this blanket on. Christmas has come early. Did you see this? I feel like Santa. It's lovely. Well, there's lots of things in Katie's basket, and their friends are looking after her. And that blanket, look, you have a bit of comfort there, Suzanne. You try that. We all need comfort, you know, but the question is, well, where do we go to find it? And the queen has died, and that comfort is gone. She couldn't reign forever. And in verses 16 to 17, look what Jesus says. He says, I will ask the Father, God the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. Jesus said, I won't leave you like orphans. I will ask God the Father to send you the Spirit of Truth to be with you forever. Now, the word here is counselor. And that idea is of someone who comes alongside you to be with you, to help you, someone who is right there for you forever. And because it's a big idea, you need lots of different words. And so other translations talk about a comforter. A comforter meaning somebody who's really strong helper to come alongside and be with you again forever. A big encourager. Someone who is there no matter what, tender and strong. You notice Jesus says another counselor, another person who will be to them what Jesus was to them. So it's another friend to be with them forever, like Jesus was a friend to them. Jesus would come to them by and in his Holy Spirit, who he asks God the Father to send when he goes. And he would carry on the work of the Spirit of Jesus. He will be their counselor, comforter, helper, friend forever. And he is like Jesus. He's truthful. The Spirit of Truth. So they won't be abandoned. They're not going to be left like orphans. They won't be robbed of their stillest point, as Starmer put it. And they won't be robbed of their greatest comfort, because they will have God's forever Spirit. Now, it's not easy to say that you follow Jesus, and your friends often don't get it, and they often don't want to get it, and that's hard, but Jesus expected that. He says in the next bit of verse 17, the world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. It's his way of saying, you know, lots of people just don't want to know about me or about my Spirit, and so they won't see it, they won't understand, they don't know what all this is about, but there are and always will be people who do. But you know him, he says, for he lives with you and will be in you. It's very intimate and very powerful and very real. And he says, you already know something of this. You're experiencing some of this. But when Jesus leaves, they will experience it in full, more fully than they're even experiencing now. Because he will ask the Father to send the Spirit who will come and live with them forever. You're never alone with God's Spirit. Now, for many people, it's very sad that the Queen has died. And some people are thinking, well, where do I go for comfort now? Things have changed and things don't feel the same. Where do we go for comfort? We have a comfort blanket. We've got the various things in Katie's basket. And that's good when you need that. But at the very deep level of our experience in life, our brokenness, the things we struggle with, where do we really find that sense of comfort? We talk about comfort food for a reason. Some people turn to alcohol. Sometimes we binge watch stuff. We use that language, or we turn to the darker sides of the internet, or there's TikTok and Snapchat and the feeds that come in incessantly. There's a pandemic of loneliness and isolation in our society. It's why environments like this are so important and coming together is so important. We ping one notification after another on social media, but we are not comforted and we are not experiencing relationship to meet us at our point of need. We're still looking for purpose, connection, vitality, reality. Not just on a screen and one you can scroll past, but one you can experience that actually makes an impact. And Jesus is talking about the Spirit in terms of something experiential. Something that actually affects you so deeply that you are comforted tangibly by its reality at work in your life. He's not talking about something mystical way out there. He's saying to his followers, you will be more comforted when I am gone because of the reality of who this Spirit is and how he is going to work in your life. It's the Spirit of truth. He'll be with you forever. He'll be your counselor, your comforter, your friend, and he will teach you everything I have said and what that means in your everyday forever. Every one of us is looking for comfort. We're looking for that still point, as Starmer put it. Jesus knew that, and he knew how afraid his friends were. He knew how they felt. And he offers nothing less than his very own self to them and to you and to me. Not just a slice of it, not just a moment, not just a temporary thing, not something that runs hot and cold like your hot water bottle. His Spirit now and forever in an unbroken presence that not even death can bring to an end. We don't need to live in uncertainty and insecurity, trying to reach a distant God in the hope that somehow in the end he will take us in to live with him. Jesus does that work on our behalf. He equips us with everything we need in the sending and giving of his Spirit. He says, I will do it and you can be with me forever and we will come to live with you. He talks about just after this section. You can know him. You can be known by him. He will live with you and in you forever. Do you know that reality in your life? It's open to all of you. Jesus says, verse 18, I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. I will come to you. Sir Keir said that the Queen's death robs the country of its stillest point, its greatest comfort, at precisely the time we need those things most. And I think the Queen would say, don't be a dose. That's not my job. That's not what my rule was meant to do. My rule ultimately was to point you to find that in Jesus. Have you not been listening to my speeches every Christmas when I've been saying that, Sir Keir? She wouldn't agree with him. He's got her totally wrong. That's the role only King Jesus occupies. Nothing can rob us of him. His reign is unbroken, and he is the stillest point, and his Spirit is the greatest comfort, and nothing can rob us or any other person in any other realm or kingdom of that reality. Whether you're a monarchist or a republican, you need comfort, and you need to know the reality of the presence of God in your life, because you know the reality of life on a Monday morning and the things that occupy your mind when you sleep and are still there when you wake. And Jesus knows that. And he says, I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you forever in the Spirit of truth. He is there at precisely the time we need him most, which is now, which is always, which is forever. And that's exactly what he says. He is giving. You're never alone with God's Spirit. Amen.